Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Look in 3 John, just a couple of pages over from where you are. 3 John, just one chapter there. 3 John 2, anybody remember this one? Beloved, I wish, I pray, I desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. Now, is this just a letter that a man wrote another man, or is this the Word of God? Well, then this is also the Father speaking to us through this man. Is that true? This is Him. Does He desire that we prosper? Does our Father God desire that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers? Well, keep reading. Hear it as the Father talking to you. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that's in you, even as you walk in the truth. Verse 4, for I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Amen. Is this representative of our Father?
Yes, it is.
Is it the Word of God?
Yes.
He has no greater joy than when we walk in the light of the truth.
Yes.
Why would we do that? We got it from Him.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
We're not getting any truth except through Him. We got it through Him. We got it from His Spirit. We got it from His Word. We got it from Him. And we loved Him enough and wanted to please Him enough that we're doing it.
Yes.
We're doing what He showed us in His Word. We're doing what He showed us by His Spirit. And He has joy with us. And when He has joy about you and what you're doing, it's going to directly affect you because He's in you.
Amen.
Oh, come on, can you see this?
Yeah.
He's rejoicing about you and He's in you, and that joy in Him, in you, is going to affect you. And you will live in His love, manifested love and pleasure with you. Can you see this?
Yes.
You know, there's a common proverb. If mama ain't happy. See, every one of you knew it. Every one of you knew it. I've had preachers and Christians quote this to me. Well, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That is not a scripture. That is not a scripture. There is a lot wrong with that statement if you really believe it. Number one, it's acting like mama is the head of the home. It's also acting like mama is unstable.
That's
right. Say what? Well, if mama ain't happy, she's going to see to it that nobody else is happy either. This is very selfish and immature.
That's right.
You should see some of the looks I'm getting across the crowd. Well, is it true or not? If you get unhappy and nobody around you can be happy, what does that say about you? Not good things. But here is a truth. If God's not pleased, nothing's going to be right. Nothing's going to be right. If God's not pleased, you won't be able to have joy like you're supposed to have it. If you know that He knows you're refusing to do what He told you to do, you're insisting on doing things He told you not to do, you know better, He knows you know better, He still loves you. You're still His child. The blood of Jesus has still paid for your sins. You're not lost. You're not going to hell. But He's not pleased with you. And that matters. He still loves you. But He's not fully pleased with you. And if He's not fully pleased with you, you're not going to have the joy and the strength, because your joy is connected to His joy. Why would Jesus say, if you'll do what I say, you'll live in His love, just like I did what He said, and I live in His love. And I'm telling you this, so My joy will be in you and your joy will be full.
Amen.
Why would that be so? Because of that. He's in me, and if He's displeased, I sense that displeasure.
That's right.
Has your heart ever been grieved over something?
Yeah.
You knew you missed it. It's quiet in this church. Has your heart ever bothered you over something? You knew it when you did it. Man, your heart smote you. Your heart bothered. Somebody said, man, the Holy Spirit's condemning me. Actually, that's not correct. He's not condemning you. Your own heart is condemning you. Thing is, no matter how badly you may have missed it, you don't have to stay that way 2 minutes. The rest of the passage in 1 John says you confess it. You acknowledge it. And you receive your forgiveness. And your righteousness restored. And then you can get your joy back. Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
You can get your joy back. God's not looking at my sin. It's washed away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But even though all our sins have been paid for in Jesus, if I don't choose to walk in the light, I'm not going to be able to keep my confidence and have my joy, even though I'm still redeemed and God still loves me. We also should seek, out of our love for Him and faith for Him, we should seek to please Him every day.
Amen.
I'm bought with a price.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
He bought my spirit, my mind, my soul, my body. I belong to Him.
Yes.
Why am I here? Why am I on the earth? What am I doing? I should be seeking to please the One who not only made me and made this planet and universe, but redeemed me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I should be seeking to please Him.
Yes. Amen.
And the thing is, in seeking to please Him, I just did the best thing for myself I could have ever done.
Amen.
Because when I please Him, that's where my joy comes from.
Amen.
My joy is going to be full when I know He's pleased. Can you see that?
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Let me give you another scripture or two on this. Let's get us established in this. The Bible said in Psalms, go to the book of Psalms, Psalm 16. I'll say it again in case you forgot it since then. Sour, sullen Christians are stubborn Christians. It goes together. You show me somebody who's humble and committed to pleasing God every day of their life, I'm going to show you somebody with joy. It goes together. You sense God's pleased with you. I know some years ago, one of the first mission trips I was ever on, I went to Central America. And a group of us went out in the mountains and we built a small church and we had revival tent meetings and healing meetings. It was great. We were there for weeks. Some of the people got real sick with stomach problems, and I felt like I was, but the Lord healed me. Hallelujah. And some of them were in bed for a week and a half, but I wasn't. Glory to God. The Lord sustained me, and we had some good things. Man, we started one of those tent meetings, and it got dark, and it seemed like there was only a few people there. And you could feel things, and somebody turned on the light. The place was packed. We had people wall to wall, but you couldn't see them in the dark. Miracles happened. Healings, deliverances. Well, there was upheaval in the government. There was a bunch of stuff happened, but we're flying back. I was flying back by myself, looking out the seat of the commercial jetliner. It was nighttime. I was tired and been weeks. I was looking forward to being home. And I just said, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done. And he spoke to my heart. He said, thank you. Thank you for going. Thank you for doing what I told you to do. My head says, no, he didn't say that. My heart said, you know he did. And I just sat there and tears of joy came down my face. And when I realized he's pleased with me about this. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When the Lord's pleased with you, the grass is greener. Amen. The sky is bluer. Come on, y'all know what I'm talking about? Yes. When the Father is pleased with you, you are living in another level of His manifested love. Yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that gives you joy. Yes. Joy, not a little shallow thing, but a deep, strong joy of the Lord.
Yes.
Well, who's it up to how much of that we experience? Every day. It's so easy to get caught up in the mundane routines. Get up, go do this, come back, do it again, have to do this, have to go there, and never ask the Lord, what do you want me to do? And there are millions of Christians. The Lord told them to do something. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't leave a particular home or geographic location. They wouldn't change jobs or professions, or they just wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And ever since then, they have been joyless. You can't help but be. Because even though you know He still loves you, you know you're not in His perfect will anymore. You know He's not fully pleased with you. How can you be happy about wasting 25 years of your life? Friends, there is nothing worth forfeiting God's pleasure with you.
Amen.
That's right.
There's no amount of money. There's no friend or family member. If they don't care enough about you to hold on to you, to pull you away from the plan of God, then they don't care much about you. And the greatest thing you ever did for your family and friends was go all the way with God.
Amen.
You will not be able to help them to the degree you can unless you do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.